Hey there, Tad.
Hello, Joseph.
Would you like to know something I'd like to talk about?
And what's that? Family-friendly, certainly able to be discussed anytime, anywhere subject.
No. If you're in a public place or at your workstation, you better turn this off right now. Because let me tell you about serial killers. I'm having one. Drinking the blood.
I don't know if it even picked up that, but serial killers. Both me and Joe have an unnatural interest in serial killers.
Oh, I love them.
And by unnatural, I mean like any interest at all, because they're by definition, they're pretty fucking disgusting human beings, and you should not be interested in them at all. But it's for me, it's the psyche. What has to happen to someone to make them go out and kill 32 boys and put them in their basement?
Whatever. I just like watching death footage. I'll do whatever.
Yeah, Joe's homepage
is
E-Fucked.
I'm just a sick fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. E-Fucked is his Google.
Oh,
whenever he needs to find
something,
he's going to search for laundry places near him, I'll just type it right into E-Fucked.
Yeah. And then a bunch of just like naked men washing their clothes pop up. And I can't believe it. All right.
All right. Joe, do you want to start us off?
Who's your
favorite serial killer?
My favorite absolutely has to be good old Jeffrey Lionel Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay. Now, for people who aren't fucking weirdos, who is Jeffrey Dahmer? What did he do? Why is he so fucked up?
So, Dahmer, what he did was he killed about 20 people. He really, really liked to have sex with non-moving bodies. And normally that's not a big deal. You buy yourself like a real doll. You just kind of pretend your chick's asleep or whatever. But instead he strangled a bunch of young men. And he took a drill and he drilled into their brains. And he tried to pour battery acid into their brains to make them living sex slaves. Like zombie sex slaves. And then he would cut them into pieces and cook the meat and eat the meat and feed the meat to other people.
Feed the meat to other people? That's news to me.
Yeah, I mean, a free meal. Nobody can complain about a free meal.
Okay, so Jeffrey Dahmer, I know a little bit about him. He was kind of unique in a serial killer in a way.
No, I think he was definitely unique because there was a underlying sadness to him because he knew what he was doing was absolutely wrong, but he couldn't stop himself.
Yeah, like the stereotypical serial killer is like a dude who will show up, kill a bunch of people, and then like, you know, draw a pentagram on the walls and like eat blood and like be like super crazy and then go live in his hovel and come out every night or whatever.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily being crazy. It's being a sociopath, like having no remorse for whatever wrongs you inflict on a person, and that's what enables them to be able to kill without remorse. Jeffrey Dahmer just had to own bodies, so he must kill people.
It's definitely psychology plays a huge role in a serial killer.
Yep. There's the McDonald Triad. It's like it's not really a proven thing, but it's a thing that a lot of young, soon-to-be serial killers exhibit. They piss their pants whenever they're kids and wet the bed. They torture animals, and they like to light fires.
Well, one of those three is just a natural thing. Like, it's always like, oh, cool,
fire. No, but chronic bedwetters. Oh, fires? Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I like fires, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'll burn down a house, you know, if I'm in the mood for it.
Yeah. Whenever I was in the Boy Scouts, basically, I would take a big, large poking stick and just put it in the fire for several minutes, and then I would take it out, the non-heated part of it, and then I would just get to run around and wave it like I was some kind of tribesman from the olden days, and I had such fun. Such fun.
Did you get kicked out of the Boy Scouts? I feel like you did.
No, I got kicked out of Sunday school.
Sunday school?
Yeah.
What'd you do to get kicked out of Sunday school?
I was throwing Cheerios at my brother because he kept looking at me with his goddamn eyes. Yeah.
Oh.
Nope, so I was not allowed back there.
Oh, boy.
He said, "Begone, devil child. You take your goddamn heathen antics and get out of our holy place. God, we've got some other children to molest.
So, my favorite serial killer, the one that deeply disturbed me, is Albert Fish.
Ooh, I love Mr. Fish.
Like, I'll while away the hours, like, you know, I'm kind of bored. I'm going to listen to a podcast that'll kind of, like, go into in-depth on some serial killers, you know, stuff like that. There's a bunch of them out there, and the only one that I can remember right now, it happened, you know, it's happened multiple times because I'm not a fucking unthinking, unfeeling animal. I'm like how Joe over there seems to think, I'll kill you, Joe, if you look at me like that again.
Yeah, it's like we're watching a big roach.
What?
It's like watching a big roach.
But anyway, Albert Fish was he is an absolute disgusting human being. He was this, well, actually, Joe, I think you know even more about Albert Fish than I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Albert Fish basically exhibited almost every single type of, like, sexual perversion a human being can have. I mean,
one of them, he was also very closely associated with children.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I really fault him for doing. If he just, no, you can't fuck with children, but anything else I think is basically fine.
Joe, he, like, killed...
That's what I'm saying. You cannot fuck with children. But
he did a lot of bad things.
He killed children and he drank his own piss and he liked to put needles in him.
He would play a game with these kids, and this is what made me like stop. Like I had to pause the podcast and listen to it later. It was called Buck Buck. How many hands up?
That's a fun little game. What you do is you get some children, you set them down, and you say, "Okay, now." You try to guess how many fingers I have up, and then if you guess wrong, you're going to have to spank me for how many times I got wrong. So, like, yeah, he'd guess wrong every single time, and they would just spank him with a paintbrush.
Or stick needles in him.
No. He sticked needles in himself. That was a different playdate.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
But there was another thing that he did that I had to stop listening to. It was like three times in this 1 hour and a half span. He had a letter that he sent to like the parents of...
Grace Spud. They were named after potatoes because they were poor.
And Irish.
Yeah, yeah.
He sent her a letter detailing how like he ate her child and... Oh, it was fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
He is the most interesting serial killer to me because he is so extreme.
Oh, yeah. He would do absolutely anything. Like, he loved to... He would basically take sewing needles and jab them up into his taint until they were lost because he loved the sensation of causing pain to himself that he couldn't stop.
Wasn't there also a thing where he tried to get an MRI in the prison and he couldn't because it would
No, that's a rumor. Some people say that he sparked up whenever they electrocuted him to death. But there is an x-ray of his body after he died, and there's like 27 pins jammed up in him.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't you constantly be feeling that? Which is probably the reason why he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. You like pins, whatever. Ooh. He's like a little, like, old man sewing cushion.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But, so the reason that we were going to do a different episode with this, but we decided that we just didn't have enough prepared.
Yeah,
so,
well, I didn't have enough prepared. I'm like basically a big lazy cat.
Yeah.
I'm like Garfield, but not like Orange.
Where is my pipe? Joe?
Oh, you saw that too?
Yeah.
It's on your cat. Oh,
where
it's so good.
Where is my pipe?
Yeah. Oh, the ending of that is amazing.
Now, the reason we decided to go with serial killers is that a while ago, Joe pitched an idea to me for a TV show. And the TV show is about, was originally, at least, and this was back in like 2013 or 2012, this is a while ago, the pitch was these three people move into a bedroom, like a one-bedroom apartment in New York City. And those three people are Jeffrey Dahmer, Ed Gein, and John Wayne Gacy. And they have to live in this apartment in New York City and try to make it in the big old city of New York. And the title of the show was "This House Is Most Certainly Filled with Bones."
Yeah.
Now the three in question, there's Jeffrey Dahmer, which Joe talked about. Ed Gein was that guy who, you know, made furniture out of dead bodies.
He was a lonely farm boy who loved his mommy. His mommy died. He couldn't handle it. He dug her up. I don't know if he necessarily made chairs and stuff out of her bones, but then he would go to graves, dig up body parts, take them, and make furniture out of them.
And he made, like, a woman's suit.
Yes, he made a lot of women's suits.
He made us... Wasn't he the inspiration for Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yes, he was. Okay. Texas Chainsaw, Silence of the Lambs are the two big ones.
And then John Wayne Gacy.
Psycho as well.
Psycho. John Wayne Gacy was a dude from the Chicago area. He was this big, fat piece of shit. He would dress as Pogo the Clown.
Yes.
And he murdered 32 little boys.
Yep. 27 in the crawl space, 5 in the river.
Ugh. And he would... there's a whole psychology there. You know, you can go in depth about each and every one of these, but the important things to note for this funny, wacky sitcom is that Ed Gein, you could boil him down to a, you know, he's an artist. You know, he's a misunderstood artist. John Wayne Gacy is a obviously gay, but definitely not 100% denial, fat, obese man who smells of, like, cheese.
Mm,
and then Jeffrey Dahmer is, he's like that guy from The Office. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer is just like, guys, come on. You know, he looks at the camera, does that exasperated look. You know, yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer is the straight man, despite being, like, very, very, was he flamboyant? I don't remember.
No, John Wayne Gacy didn't like gays because his father was homophobic and he...
That's right. His father was incredibly... He called them berry pickers or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so John Wayne Gacy was, like, you know, he was super repressed because of that. All of them were. All of them were incredibly repressed homosexuals. Because these crimes took place from, like, the 40s to the 70s? Or 40s
to the
mostly.
80s? Yeah, mostly. Gein was in the 20s, I believe, and then the other two got caught in the 80s.
Yeah, It's the whole fucking disgusting thing.
Yep.
But
yeah, because Ed Gein, like, basically, people could not believe what he was done, like, what he had done. It just never occurred to people that something like that could even happen. Like, they thought he was, whenever they found the farm, they thought he was killing a bunch of people. He only killed two women. He dug up everything else.
He killed his brother. Almost
well,
certainly.
Technically.
His brother went missing,
yeah.
Quote unquote. And then Ed Gein, like, led the police directly to where he was. Oh, yeah, my brother went missing in the woods. Oh, I'm going to lead you exactly where he was. I'm Ed fucking Gein. I killed my brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, whatever.
But anyway.
Fine. OJ was innocent.
But, yeah, Joe pitched this idea to me for a sitcom called This House Is Most Certainly Filled With Bones. And, you know, that was the original pitch. And I... absolutely in love with the idea, and I would love to play the character of John Wayne Gacy in this sitcom version of these horrible people.
Yeah. I mean, the thing of it is I'm basically learning how to edit right now, and I still gotta script the full season, because I do want to not necessarily make it into a full thing, but have the option of making it into a full thing if I so choose.
Yeah, because it's essentially like an anti-sitcom, as you described it.
Yes, because it's... So a sitcom is predictable and formulaic, and it's never funny, but it's always trying to be. This would be something that's always changing. The characters themselves are despicable, and it should be very funny, but none of the characters are trying to be because they're trying to fuck boys or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, you know, each character is an archetype, lampooning, you know, sitcom stuff. John Wayne Gacy is extremely flamboyant. Ed Gein is just a misunderstood artist. And Dahmer, despite him being, like, incredibly messed up, you know, all three of them are super fucked in the head. Like, they are gone from society. They are ruined. Dahmer is supposed to be the straight man. Like, guys, come on. Let's be sensible about this.
Yeah, out of the three of them, Gacy was definitely the worst. He was just, like, he thought he was literally above humanity, and he also targeted children.
Mm-hmm.
Dahmer probably fucked a couple, like, 16-year-olds or whatever, but, I mean, Gacy was going after, like, 14... 15, like, because he was in, like, a home repairing, like, company. He had his own company, so he could hire young boys without it seeming too odd back in the 80s.
Yeah, he had a contracting company, which he was able to just go into people's houses, like, look around at all the stuff that he wanted, and he got hire, you know, kind of drifting people to do work for him, and then, there you go. There's a little perfect storm there, perfect hunting grounds.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, and there's so many different serial killers. I mean, you don't even hear about them all. There's a ton of them.
I don't know if I should say mostly, but there's a lot of American serial killers. It's like a weird American
thing. Yeah,
there's
a lot
of
Americans.
That's true. I don't know if it's just, because, I mean, you don't see it, I mean, maybe it's just not reported, but, you know, it happens in, like, China and stuff. There was another one that made me stop was Andre Chikatilo.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. By the way, we're talking about the last podcast on the left, just in case we haven't made that clear. Like, we both like to listen to it a lot.
Yeah, that's the podcast. They're great. Hong Kong Henry Zabrowski is literally me. I have the exact same body type. We both share a physique of Dr. Eggman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, whatever. There's nothing wrong with being round.
Rotund.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My brother called me plump.
Pleasantly plump, like Dr. Eggman.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I basically just look like a burnt marshmallow.
The burning is on the inside, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's because of all the dead people I've seen on the internet.
I was going to say because of all, like, the chicken nuggets you eat that you're just kind of, like, scarred up on the inside. But, I mean, if you want to take it that way, we did literally eat between us about 30 minutes ago 30 chicken nuggets.
No, we ate 60 between us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was 30 a pop.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
But Mr. Tad, he got one of my nuggets, so I only got 29.
You got 29 nugs, and I got 31. I'm sorry, Joe. Next time that we hang out, I will give you a chicken nug.
Okay. I mean, I just want what's fair. I mean, I might not sound it, but I'm a young Republican. I just want what's due to me.
Yeah, you're a regular... John Wayne Gacy was a Democrat.
Yeah, I believe he was. Who was a Republican?
Alex Jones wouldn't do this.
Yeah,
actually.
No, exactly. Alex Jones probably just has, like, a bunch of, like, he takes, like, iguanas and staples them to his wall because he thinks he's going to get the lizards like babies.
Yeah, let's talk about the reptilians a little bit. This would just be kind of like a general, definitely 0% crazy, 100% sane. What do you know about the reptilians, Joe?
I know a good amount. The goddamn reptilians. They keep coming down here. They're going to eat us like cattle. So they took over the government. And now this goddamn Obama, now that he's finally out, the goddamn Trump, he's probably just a lizard puppet.
Just a lizard puppet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that like a
British
word?
Yeah, it's like a little thing of bread.
Okay, so they're just going to munch him up just like they did fucking Obama. Obama.
Yeah, 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 because they're going to eat our children. They're going to eat our goddamn children. Yes. No, he's taking my goddamn salt, and I paid for that with my hard-earned tax dollars. And, oh, my shoes. The lizards are taking my shoes.
All right, Alex Jones.
No, it's my radio show. It's my radio show, goddammit.
I'm a human. I'm alive. I got hot blood. Reptilians, from what I understand, are only believed in by crazy people. That's a fucking given. And they eat off of, like, human suffering.
Yeah, kind of. I've heard that they, like, physically eat humans. Like, they're kind of, like, breeding us for cattle.
No, Joe, you're thinking of the Jewish people. I've read so many. The Pleiadians, all that shit,
The Greys.
When I was bored at my old job, I used to find, like, I would type into my podcast searching. I'd look for episodes. I'd type in the word Jew or Jewish, and I would find, like, radio stations that people put up of, like, dudes with terrible, terrible microphones, kind of like these, assuming this recording doesn't come out very high quality because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with actual equipment that I'm borrowing from Tyler Am.
Well, he probably doesn't want his name in this.
It's in there now. Yeah. He's in there alongside Alex Jones and the Reptilians.
Yeah.
But I would listen to these podcasts, these radio shows that people put out, and it would just be like incredibly anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah, no.
Homophobic, just people shouting into their microphones over Skype at each other about the 12 different types of aliens. And it's pretty entertaining to listen to these people just flip shit for hours and hours.
I mean, they basically never stop. They're like a wind-up monkey that instead of clapping little, like, clappers together, they basically just scream racial slurs other people.
About people with different colored skin or ethnicity.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, or sometimes if you have tattoos, they don't like that.
Ugh.
It says in the Bible that you can't have the devil's lettuce all over your body. People are just rubbing pot all over themselves.
All right, Joe, all right, I've got an important question for you, and this is one that I couldn't find the answer to myself pertaining to myself. If you were a serial killer, what would you be?
I'd do something like Zodiac did. I would just go up to random people, shoot them, and then walk away.
I'm pretty sure it's the exact opposite of what the Zodiac killer did.
No, I mean, most of the time he would just go up to cars, he'd shoot them, and then he'd drive away or walk away.
Wasn't the Zodiac Killer, like, he would do, like, intense cat and mouse games with the police? He would send in...
Well, he was messing with the police, yeah, but the people he killed, just completely random, he would just get away pretty quickly. I mean, yeah.
Didn't he look like Shadman?
Nobody really knows, like, what he looks like because all the witnesses are unreliable.
I'm pretty sure he looks like Shadman. You know Shadman, right?
No.
He's an internet porn artist that's basically the embodiment of that kid. Like, that super edgy kid that no one really likes. I think he got in trouble recently. He almost lost his visa, I believe, because there's this dude called Killer Keemstar. He does YouTube videos. And, like, fucking Shadman, like, drew some very risque pictures of his 8-year-old daughter. And so, like, the dude, like, tried fucking suing his ass.
Yeah.
But basically, Shadman is the Zodiac Killer.
Maybe.
Because Ted Cruz didn't win the election, so he's obviously not the Zodiac Killer.
Nope, he would have been able to get it. He would have just, like, took some, like, bloody cloth and mailed it to the other president. He would have got in.
What would I be if I was a serial killer, Joe? What do you think?
Because
your name would definitely be the Chicken Nugget Killer.
Oh, yeah, it's because I leave a little nugget behind on every single body. And
exactly.
With the blood. I was using the blood as a dipping sauce.
Yeah, you'd have, like, a chicken nugget. You'd have a bell.
The bell means dinner time for Bubby! Dinner time for Bubby!
Oh, you know what? Actually, dinner time Bubby might actually be a better name.
Oh, lock your goddamn doors, wife! Dinner time Bubby's on the loose!
Yeehaw.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you think I would do, Joe? Like, I think I would do the cat and mouse game. Like, if I, you know, I would try and, like, here's how it would work, though. I would try and plan out some intense encounter with the police. You know, I go back and forth, try to give them letters. But, like, I would do something fucking stupid. Like, I would send them a letter. Like, I would slap on, like, an address label that I got from, like, a catalog that just has my name. Just slap that on there. Or who was it that, he was playing cat and mouse with the police. He's like, all right, here, let me give you something out of floppy disk.
Yeah,
you guys can't trace
this,
right?
It.
You guys can't trace this. No, and then he got caught.
Yeah, that was the Green River Killer, I believe.
Yeah, the Green River Killer. There's, like he said, there is an insane amount of these fucking people. If you want to know more, and check out Last Podcast on the Left. You know, I'm willing to plug them here just because I think their content is so good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They keep
great.
You know, it's comedy. It's primarily comedy, and it's secondary like. Very, very dark humor, horror, supernatural, serial killer, psychology, stuff like that. It's that's where I got a lot of my information from because they go very deep into it. But those guys are cool.
Yeah.
One day I would love to get an alcoholic beverage with Henry Zebrowski.
Oh yeah.
But like I said, I would try and play a cat and mouse game and like fuck it up really, really hard. But like. The police would overlook it because they assume I'm way smarter than I actually am. Like, they would assume there's no way that this it can't be this guy. It can't be this pudgy Dr. Eggman-looking podcast host.
Yeah, this mild-mannered nerd.
Yeah, mild-mannered Tad Becker.
Yeah. But, no, I think you'll get, like, fed up one day at Cracker Barrel and probably just take a chainsaw and kill 3 people with it, and you'll be a spree killer.
That's right, because there's different types of killers. There's,
yep.
There's spree, which is just someone goes, like Elliot Rodgers, and what was the other kid's name?
Eric Harris.
Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were the Virginia Tech? No, they were Columbine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, getting your goddamn school shootings wrong, Tad.
The fact that I can get them mixed up because there's so many is pretty fucked up. But those two were, in this, like, oh, man, Columbine makes me mad. I wasn't around when it happened, but there was this this whole story pushed by the media that they were, like, two nerds that got bullied and, like, struck back, when that is about as far from the case as possible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They were two sadistic fucking asshole piece of shit living human diapers. And, like, there was some stupid person trying to be some edgy kid who, like, made a Counter-Strike Go map that was, like, his school. Or it was like the Columbine school.
Well, Eric Harris did a couple Doom maps, but he never did one of his school.
Yeah, well, everyone's made Doom maps.
The media report they did.
Yeah, everyone's made Doom wads.
Yeah, sure. I don't go on just mutilatearagdoll2.com and come while I play it.
Oh God, I forgot about that fucking game. Yeah. You could, like, we'd go to my fucking grandma's on Christmas and Joe be, hey, check this game out, and it would just be like a ragdoll that, like, you put nails through and shit.
Yeah.
What? Explain that and explain Happy Tree Friends to me, because I do not understand the appeal of those fucking things.
Happy Tree Friends, it's just basically, like, you know how people like Saw and Final Destination? Like, it's just fun watching people die in fictional things, so you just get to watch, like, cartoons die.
Happy Tree Friends always seem to, like, push it to the point where it's like, okay, now this is
fun. Well, yeah, it's
fun.
Very, very cartoonish violence, yeah. Like, their eyes will, like, pop out, and then it'll be, like, one long strand, and maybe it'll choke another character. And, yeah.
Are they even around? What the fuck happened to those people?
They ran out of money, and then they finally got enough money to do 5 more episodes, and I think they're selling them now.
At, like, episodes, aren't they, like, 3-minute shorts?
Yeah. Yeah. They did have a TV series for a year. It was on Spike.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they did decent for themselves. I'm sure they made a lot in merchandising and stuff.
Anyway, as I was saying before, there was, like, this YouTube video of this dude showing this off trying to be edgy, and, like, the description of it was, like, you know, two nerds bullied by society strike back, and I'm like, no, that actually really pisses me off.
Yeah, it's like Hatred the video game.
Hatred was another stupid fucking thing. Yeah. That was a game that came out, for those who don't know, it was last summer? I want to say last summer.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a game that's entire purpose was to be as edgy as humanly possible, where you just play a dude running around shooting people down in the street, and it got a lot of coverage because it was during the fucking Gamergate shit.
Yeah, it was.
And they put it up on Steam, and then it got taken down, and then it got put back up because Gabe Newell was like, even if I don't agree with the game, you should not. It's a game. It doesn't matter what its message is, as long as the game is playable and people vote it on the game on the fucking store through Greenlight, then yes, this game should be allowed on Steam.
Yeah, but that's not true because he doesn't allow hentai on Steam.
Well, that's not a game. That's just not safe for work.
No,
content.
But you can do the visual novels where you get to fuck the pussies or whatever.
Well, I mean that would be rated A by the ESRB and rated
Hatred
A games.
Was rated A, adults only. It got rated adults only.
Is it like that? I'm pretty sure that they had a second version that came out that was rated M that was on Steam.
No, I don't believe so. It was put on Steam whenever it was still adults only.
Then that's a weird exception, because I'm pretty sure that was the main rule for the thing, was like, we will not have rated A games on Steam.
That's a rule that they want to hide behind, but they will, because they also allowed the uncut version of Indigo Prophecy that's adults only. It's heavy, the game before Heavy Rain, David Cage.
I've been wanting to play that, and I haven't, but I haven't... I haven't had the time to sit down and play it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing of it is, they just will not allow sex games on Steam, because the only games that get adult only are sex games, and then a couple edge cases where it was too violent, and then the game never came out or it was changed, which were Punisher and Manhunt. Indigo Prophecy for sex, which was eventually allowed, and then this game, which was allowed for violence.
What is Indigo? I remember from Indigo Prophecy is that it's very close to Heavy Rain.
Yeah, it is.
And that it's like it's a primarily story-based game, and I had problems playing it because the controls in the PC version were literally ass.
Ah, okay.
Like I tried touching it and like I tried playing it and the game just farted in my face.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean like like Dwarf Fortress, I mean people like try to play that for 50 hours and they still don't know how to move the dwarves.
I mean, I played Team Fortress 2 for about 400 hours before I actually started improving at the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got like I've got 1,700 hours into that fucking thing.
Okay.
So
I got 1,300 in Isaac.
1,300 in Isaac?
Yep. Binding of Isaac.
Rebirth or?
Well, about 1,100 in Rebirth, and then another 400 in Flash Isaac.
Holy shit!
Yes, I guess it's 15 now.
How can you play, like, even with that, okay, so what was with, so the Binding of Isaac Rebirth is a fun game. There was an update that came out, I think it's the last one, that added mod support and a bunch of other stuff.
Well,
people were, like, super, super pissed off.
Yeah, yeah, people were being whiny, and they kept crying. So what happened was there's Afterbirth, which is an expansion that came out a year ago. A month or so ago, well, 2 months, Afterbirth Plus came out, which is another expansion with mod support added. People bitched and cried because they didn't like the final boss, and, like, it was a bit glitchy, which all of Endman's games are. It's just, like, he's not a programmer himself, so he doesn't really control that.
Wait, what the hell does he do, then?
He's a game designer and artist.
Oh, what a fuck, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets to be the face of everything.
Who programmed the Flash Isaac then?
That was a guy named Florian Himsel. He did a lot of Edmund's other Newgrounds games, like Time Fuck, Coil, and Spewer.
So Edmund McMullen or whatever is like a fucking idea guy.
Well, but he's done 15 games at this point. They've all been really well received. I mean, he's
only
the
two
main
of them
game
have
designer.
Made him money. And those are Binding of Isaac and Binding of Isaac Rebirth.
Super Meat Boy.
Did he?
Yeah, he did Super Meat Boy.
Okay, so three.
He did the Basement Collection, which is a compilation of all of his, like, Newgrounds games for, like, $4, but yeah. No, I mean, he was doing, like, indie games before it was a thing, so he's just kind of one of the big ones.
I guess so.
Yeah. Because he was going to do a game called Mugenics, which I was extremely excited about, but that's dead. It was going to be a cat-hoarding eugenics simulator, where you play as, like, a crazy old cat lady, and you try to get as many cats into your house as you can.
Before getting caught by,
No, nothing like that.
Oh, I thought it was, you had to try and hide it from, Animal Protective Services or whatever, while trying to get your cats into, like, the optimal, like, thing or whatever.
No, I don't believe so. I mean, there was a fighting mode that was like Pokemon. There was like a beauty pageant mode. There was like an Animal Crossing shop type thing so you could buy more crap for your house. Yeah, and it was just kind of like a mix of like maybe like Harvest Moon and Animal Crossing with like crazy cat ladies and disease and dead cats.
Ugh.
And it was going to be amazing, but yeah, now it's canceled.
What's he working on now? Is he still working on the Super Meat Boy Infinite Runner for phones?
It's probably canceled at this point, too, because Mario came out.
Ah, that's right.
Mario Run. Yep, nope, Nintendo ate his lunch.
Well, good, it took you... What, you don't even have to do shit, Edmund.
Yeah, but no, the other people are doing stuff.
Almost
if it's
like,
not his fault if stuff has taken time, I mean, because all he does is the art and design, so...
I feel like, because, like, this is the first time I'm even hearing of this. Does, like, Edmund even mention all these people that are doing extra work of this fucking game?
Yeah, of course he does. I mean, Team Meat is him and Tommy Refinis. Binding of Isaac always had Florian Himsel. And then Binding of Isaac Rebirth is Nicholas, the guys who did the Cave Story Plus port and 1001 Spikes.
Never played 1001 Spikes. I did play Cave Story. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cave Story is good.
Indie games are kind of a huge thing. Wasn't the first, like, really big indie game Cave Story?
Yes, yeah. It definitely was. That was 2004.
Wow. So, like, almost a decade and a half ago.
Yep. Yeah, it was freeware. It got ported to a bunch of other platforms in time, and, yeah. It got on the Wii eventually and stuff like that.
I think, yeah, it got on the WiiWare. The first big indie game I remember on a console was Super Meat Boy, I believe.
Yeah.
Or Castle Crashers.
Yeah, no, Super Meat Boy is 2010. I think Castle Crashers was like 08, and Braid was like a big one. That was 08.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Braid
World of Goo.
World of Goo, also known as, like, this game is literally in every single fucking indie bundle.
Yeah.
It was in, like, every Humble Bundle for, like, a decade.
Yeah, 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 but you gotta pay that dollar. Mm, yeah.
Like, it was kind of a fun game.
Oh, I really like it. It's got an amazing theme, but I'm just not, like, a huge fan of, like, physics puzzle type games.
Speaking of physics puzzles, Half-Life 2 was the one that really pioneered that stuff, wasn't it?
If the whole physics engine? Yeah, and, like, modern stuff it was. There were some old games that tried to really do physics in, like, weird ways. Like, Red Faction, you could, like, tunnel through the Earth to just kind of find your way around maps and stuff. And but, yeah, no, Half-Life 2 definitely pushed it into the mainframe.
Yeah, Half-Life 2 is definitely not an indie game. I think we can
Valve
agree with
is
that.
Almost indie.
I mean, they're independent, but they're definitely
they're big.
Not an indie game studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They used to make games. Now they just make money.
Mm-hmm.
I believe today hits the mark, either today or next week, the longest amount of time between TF2 updates.
Mm.
And here's something. I brought this up in TF2, the TF2 video, but like I'm still baffled at this. TF2 got several really, really funny, really well-done short movies.
Yeah, yeah, I like those.
Dota 2 got two. It got the trailer, and it got, like, a 15-second segment in that one movie. Oh, God, I think it was called Free to Play.
It was, like, a documentary about... Yeah, the Dota guys.
Yeah, they made, like, a documentary about esports and, like, Dota. And it's like, well... That's it. What the fuck has your movie team been doing since then?
Well, I mean, they've probably just been working on Half-Life 3.
Half-Life 3 will eventually come out. I think it's going to be what Super Mario Bros. Was to arcades, as to what it's going to be what Half-Life 3 is to VR. It's going to do something that. Or they're going to try and wait until they could do something that will revolutionize how people can play VR. Because right now, if anyone listening has been lucky enough to try out VR, like, you have to have, like, a fucking mask on, it's got a thick-ass cable, and, like, you've got to have a dedicated room in your house, and you've got to have, like, a minimum, like, fucking
yeah, you
got to
put $3,000 into this, or a really nice computer, the mask, you want to get, like, the whole trackball thing for your hands.
Well, you don't need that.
Well, you don't need them, I mean, but yeah.
But, like, it's a huge time. It's, like, minimum. Like, if you already have a good computer, minimum, like, $400.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the good ones are $600 for Vives.
Yeah, like, you got to have... It's incredibly inefficient. Like, there's Star Trek VR, which you're never going to be able to afford because you have to have, like, fucking 6 to 8 setups. Like, it's only... Like, there's no actual games that have VR as a main feature yet. And that's because the technology is really shitty. Pretty shitty.
I think a couple of, like, FPSs have, like, ported their games to VR and they kind of work, but... Like, just, like, where you're in first person in the headset, and then you move around with a controller.
Yeah, because, like, you can't... you get intense motion sickness.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a first-person shooter, then just... Because TF2 has it. TF2 has a VR
mode. Oh, okay.
And it's pretty unplayable because all they did was just shift the field of view like up and put it back inside the character's skull.
Mm.
So you know, that's the thing. It's like if you have an unusual hat, you just can't see.
Like looking at somebody's nostrils. Bunch of spy hair in my goddamn vision.
But yeah, that's, you know, indie games. Man, we got way off track.
Yeah. Well, they should make an indie game about Jeffrey Dahmer. Just fucking some young boy's skull fragments.
There's got to be an indie game by someone as edgy as, like, the Hatred guys where he plays a serial killer.
There is Super Columbine RPG that hit the news a while ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How does it play?
It's not as horrible as you're thinking. It's kind of just like Final Fantasy is like Columbine. And I think it's like the devil telling them to do it or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, like no. I mean, there's much worse games out there kind of like about that kind of stuff. Like there's like, suicide bombing, like, video games, like, about, like, how they should kill the insurgents.
Oh, I think I've seen something like that. Like, I've seen, it was a video on YouTube. It's probably on LiveLeak now. It was called Afghani Sniper. And it was, like, it had, like, an ISIS flag in the corner, I believe. And it was, like, video, like, it was, like, a fucking Call of Duty quickscope montage of Afghani troopers sniping American, like, American soldiers. And it was like, hey, your brother knows Photoshop, right? It's like, yeah. Well, here, take this footage and make it real fucking cool. And then it's so fucking surreal because it's like a fucking Call of Duty quickscope montage, but you're seeing American soldiers getting killed, and it's all fucked up.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've done the same thing, so.
Yeah, I know, but I'm American. It's like I watched a scene from Ghost in the Shell. Not the movie.
Oh, yeah. The one where everybody's all pissed off.
Well.
Oh, I just want to see her nude. You got to watch Under the Skin, folks. Under the Skin. 2014, I believe. Nude Scarlet.
Ooh. Frittata. But I watched a scene from Ghost in the Shell, and it was like this lady was like a sniper on like a battlefield, and then like I saw an American trooper get shot. And I'm like, huh. I've never seen that in a movie or like a show. I've never seen like an American soldier get killed. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. Yeah, why haven't I?
Yeah.
I realize it's because no one in America is going to fucking make that. No one's going to show that.
They did Spec Ops The Line.
Spec Ops The Line was a really good game.
Yeah, I love it.
I fucking loved it. I had to change the game, changed the difficulty on me about right near the end of the game because I literally could not get past a helicopter because it would two-shot me. And it was completely random if it would kill me or not. And the game just, like, without me knowing, changed the difficulty. And so I didn't get my fucking Chivo.
Oh, the goddamn achievements. Give them to me. Oh, I need to find every single box of Cheerios in Spec Ops The Line. Because if you find all 92 boxes of Cheerios, you get the secret Honeycrisp ending. Where Walker's eating cereal with a honey spoon. And he looks into the bowl and he sees a flag washing over the milk.
USA. USA.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joe, I think that it's about time to wrap up our serial killers and indie games episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to have to wrap this up like Albert Fisher wrap himself up in carpet.
What, did he wrap himself in carpet? I don't remember that.
Yeah. One time his daughter just found him rolled up in a carpet.
Oh, God, that's right. He had a daughter?
Oh, yeah, tons of children.
Oh, my God.
No, he never fucked them, though.
I know that his favorite movie was Jake and the Magic Dragon, right?
Fish? He was 1900s.
It was, no. His favorite movie was, it was a Walt Disney movie. It was like Jake and the Dragon or something. And it was, it recently had a remake, like a live action reboot, where it was, it's Pete's Dragon.
Pete's Dragon, wasn't that like the 60s?
Pete and the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, I know
sure.
What you're talking about. Well, wasn't that made in the 60s?
I believe so. I believe that was, because I remember
there was no
this.
Way Albert Fish was alive in the 60s, I don't think. Let me see. Yeah, no, he died in 1936.
I'm pretty sure.
I'll look up the movie, but yeah, he was like an old-timey guy.
Well, while he's doing that, we'll go ahead and close out this podcast. This one's more of like an impromptu, just kind of like a Noise Boys with me and Joe here. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to go ahead and do some plugs here while he's doing that.
That was 77.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess not then.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you can find the podcast here on YouTube. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play.
Yeah, Stitcher, Bandcamp.
Well, it's not on Bandcamp.
Yeah. You got to go to Bandcamp and support us.
It's not on Stitcher either.
Oh, yeah.
We are on Twitter, though. It's at LetMeTellYouPD. There's an email, which is letmetellyouabout@gmail.com. That's letmetellyouabout with three T's. There's a Discord where luckily Joey is never around
because he doesn't have the link.
But you can find me.
Got banned.
I will ban you if you show up, if you show your fucking mug in that Discord. That's where you can find me and all the other people like doing revival. Me and Alex, all that, all those shenanigans. We have a Patreon we set up that is 100% towards audio stuff. So that's hopefully how this turns out. The audio quality is really, really nice because I'm using actual equipment at a friend's house. I mentioned his name earlier. You probably didn't like that, as Joe said.
Whatever.
Joe, go ahead. Do you have any plugs?
Yes. So I am in a independent horror comedy called Butcher the Bakers. It's about these two bakers who have to kill a Grim Reaper who's gone rogue and started killing people all around town. It's kind of like Evil Dead 2 meets like Bill and Ted.
Bill and Evil Ted 2.
Yeah. Like, I'm a main actor in the movie, and it's going to be coming out in about a month from now, probably.
Yeah, about the end of April. When it comes out, it'll also be up on Vimeo and all that. So.
Yeah, it should be up on Vimeo. Maybe we're going to get a local run around here in Illinois, kind of a couple theaters around here. But after that's all done, it's going to go up on Vimeo and stuff, probably. We might be moving away from Vimeo. We could probably find better stuff.
Probably put it on YouTube, Amazon, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the movie as well.
Yep, Tad is a featured actor in the film.
I am. I have a line and everything. I don't know if you'll actually hear it. It might just be during a montage, but you guys could see me get murdered. I had to do the scene twice because the first one they recorded on the wrong cameras.
Yep, we did. And if you'd like to listen to tales about that, you can go to hometownhero.com. 99 Cent Movies is the podcast I'm normally on, and let me tell you, I'm even naughtier on there.
They give him his own, like, hour-long segment. But, 99 Cent Movies is the podcast that Joe's on.
Yeah, it's on hometownherofilm.com, and then you can check out our Facebook on Hometown Hero Film capped.
All right, well, we'll see you guys another time.
Cool, thank you, guys. Have a good one.